Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Now, in her political column this week, Olivia O'Leary asks, where to now for Sinn Féin?
When Mary Lou promised a referendum on whether Northern Ireland should remain within the United Kingdom, I knew she reminded me of somebody. David Cameron, that's who. Promising a Brexit referendum to win votes, just like Mary Lou is promising one to shore up the Sinn Féin vote in the forthcoming Westminster elections in the north. Going around making thoughtless promises of referendums within a given time period is a dangerous thing to do. Has Brexit taught us nothing? Mary Lou needs an electoral win, and she needs it badly. Sinn Féin's dismal performance in the presidential, local and European elections in the Republic has ended the narrative of its inexorable rise to power. Suddenly, it doesn't look so formidable. Mary Lou was the middle-class Dublin girl who was supposed to attract a centrist middle-class vote to Sinn Féin. It hasn't happened. Her problem is that so many segments of the electoral market are mutually exclusive. When, over the last few years, Sinn Féin started to make its move to the middle, it was yanked back forcefully. The obvious example was the water rates. It must never be forgotten, though Sinn Féin would like us to forget, that Sinn Féin leaders started off by saying that they would pay water charges and did a U-turn after they lost a by-election in Talla that they'd expected to win to the then Solidarity People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy. An attempt to move to the centre had immediately lost them part of the anti-austerity vote. And while their recent pre-budget tax proposals position them firmly to the left, their high income levy of 5% is on individual incomes of over €140,000, well above what most middle-class people earn. They're still trying to straddle the left, the centre-left and the centre. But it's not easy. Mary Lou's declaration about a border poll in 5 years may go down well in the north, but it won't play that well south of the border, particularly with that centre vote. Unity sometime, perhaps. But now? A recent ESRI report suggested that the conservative cost of us funding Northern Ireland's services and replacing the London subsidy would leave our living standards 20% below that of the north. And if we were to bring their welfare payments up to our own, that would add another 50% to the cost of subsidising the North. Add to that the fear and threat of violence now from the Loyalist side, and you can see why Mary Lou McDonald's declaration will make it more difficult for her to make a government deal with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, the strategy that she'd been pursuing openly for some time. Neither will unity play that big on the doorsteps down here for Sinn Féin. Their populist anti-austerity campaigns in poorer areas was what won them most votes, not their Irish unity campaign. And anyway, the zeitgeist isn't with them. The Greens have stolen it. The middle class who don't vote Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil may well now vote for the Green Party. And younger people who might have been attracted to Sinn Féin will vote Green too. And the Greens will make much more comfortable coalition partners for either centrist party than Sinn Féin would. So, where do they turn? Do they push even further left and give up on any ambitions to attract that middle-class centrist vote, in which case they're turning their back on the biggest slice of the electorate? Do they turn to the right, where there is indeed a National Front-type Poujardiste vote? But that would split the party, many of whose leading lights are genuinely left of centre. But the truth is that they are, above all, a nationalist party for whom Irish unity is the central aim to be pursued actively. When the clash arose in the past between ideology and the aim of unity, unity always won. And that, one presumes, will continue. In the event of Jeremy Corbyn winning the December election, since he favours Irish unity, a border poll might be more likely. The Secretary of State for Northern Ireland will decide whether there's enough support for change to justify it. A recent Irish Times MRBI poll did not show a decisive majority for unity now. The figures in the Republic are even less favourable for unity right now, and after all, we get to vote too. Sinn Féin may have to sit on and defend a natural 14% vote for some time. Tiocchi or law, they say. Well, their day may have to wait.
Olivia O'Leary.